this evening. And now once again, let us turn to the 119th Psalm. And this evening we'll read verses 117 to 120. So Psalm 119 and verses 117 to 120. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Well, it's very clear that the psalmist knew where to go for help. He knew who to come to and who to pray to. And so this 117th verse commences with, hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And what a blessing that is, to realize that we have a God who can and does hold us up. If that great God did not hold us up, how easily we would stumble, and how easily we would fall, and how we would be indeed not safe, but very unsafe. But he comes with that humble confidence, believing in his God. And we read together that 40th chapter in Isaiah, really because the last few verses speak so very wonderfully about the strength and support of Almighty God. And he draws some wonderful analogies. And he asks the question, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? So we may ponder such a great truth as that and realize that's the God that we are privileged to come to, and pray that he will hold us up, and to believe then that we shall be safe. And he goes on and says, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. We may fear to fall. We may fear to stumble. He, Almighty God, giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. We may indeed feel sometimes that we have no might against the adversary of our souls, and how we need God to hold us up, to deliver us, to surround us with his love and mercy. And so what a wonderful it is that he giveth power and he increases strength, so that we're able to confirm as he speaks and says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He draws the analogy there and then says, but, and what a blessing that is, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. How strong, how positive is the word of God. And may we be found waiting upon this God to hold us up, and to realize that he will renew our strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Well, what a blessing it is then to have that humble confidence in this God as we come in prayer, as the psalmist desired, the Lord would hold him up, and with that confidence then that he would be safe. And then he tells us, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. We may be reminded that when Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy, he tells us the wonder of this God, and he says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Two very strong views, two very strong statements. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. What does it mean? Held up by God continually. What a mercy and what a blessing to come into that situation. And then he comes and says, thou hast trodden down all them that err from their thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Their deceit is falsehood. Their hypocrisy is a lie. Yes, but God treads them down. And so we should be thankful for such a truth as that. They wander from the Lord's commandments. It's a warning, isn't it? That deviate from his precepts. They go astray constantly and willfully. That's a very solemn statement, isn't it? And so easily we can fall into that trap, to realize that we go astray constantly and sometimes willfully. The people that err in their hearts and with all their hearts. And so the Lord comes and treads down as mire in the streets, as grapes in a winepress, which show his abhorrence of them, his indignation at them, and how easily they are subdued under him. Well, it's a very sad situation to find in that situation, and yet blessed it is to know that we have a merciful God, a God who deals with those who go against the word of God, go against his statutes, all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. They fail to believe the great truth of God. Well, the Lord says through the psalmist here, thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. And again, that's a very sad statement, isn't it, to realize there are those who are put away, those who are wicked of the earth, just like dross. Dross, as we know, is of no worth and no value, and is utterly unprofitable, and which eventually, of course, is cast into the fire, burnt up, separated from the choice metal. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. He views God in his sovereignty, realizing that we should not trifle with this God. And then he compares it with, by the grace of God, what he loves to do. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. He doesn't want to be amongst those who are put away, but he wants to give the evidence that he loves the testimonies of Almighty God. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee. Not personally, but for the fear of the wrath of God coming upon those that do not fear God. Well, it's a mercy, therefore, if we have that fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, that our flesh trembleth for fear of thee. What a mercy if God gives us that fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. It's his grace that gives it. It's not something that you and I can produce ourselves, but a wonder it is when God is merciful to us. And he says, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Perhaps afraid that those judgments might come upon him. Sometimes we might be afraid of God's judgments upon us. As the Lord shows us sometimes how wrong and evil and sinful we are, we deserve God's judgments. And we may tremble. We may be afraid of the judgments of Almighty God. But what a blessing to realize there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And therefore, we come back to the beginning where the psalmist says, hold thou me up. We may fear to fall. We need God to hold us up. We need God to strengthen us and to realize then in that condition we are safe. And the blessing is, if God favors us and blesses us, to realize that we are eternally safe. What a mercy to be found safe in the arms of Jesus. Well, may God bless these few.